Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Brazil's government has created a special task force to study possible trade retaliation against the U.S. over a lingering dispute involving American subsidies to cotton growers. The WTO awarded Brazil the right to more than $800 million in retaliatory measures. In 2010, Brazil and the U.S. reached an agreement under which Brazil suspended retaliation in exchange for annual U.S. payments of $147 million to Brazilian cotton entities. But because of the U.S. budget crisis, the administration has made only a partial payment to the Brazilian cotton entities in September and has suspended payments beginning in October. The Treasury Department yesterday issued a report on the potential macroeconomic effects of a default by the government. Among these were that credit markets could freeze, the value of the dollar could plummet, and U.S. interest rates could skyrocket. The Treasury report also noted that, quote, even the possibility of a default could lead to sharp declines in household wealth, increases in the cost of financing for businesses and households, and a fall in private sector confidence. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 14,910, is up 4 points. The NASDAQ, 3209, is up 6 3/4. The S&P 500 is 1672, up 2 1/2 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest is dealing with rain now, or will be as we move forward through the weekend. The ideal weather conditions that have been dominating in recent days are going by the wayside. Now, yesterday was certainly not an ideal day for harvest progress across a fair amount of the region, but we did see showers and thunderstorms occurring in a large portion of the Midwest, so we've already begun the deteriorating trend. The storm system that's responsible for the precipitation will become better organized this afternoon and on into the part of the weekend, and we'll end up seeing a significant amount of rainfall across parts of the northern plains and portions of the upper Midwest. The storm is expected to set back field work, of course, and we'll not likely see much of that for the next couple of days, except in the lower parts of the Midwest, ahead and behind a cool front that will be cutting through the region. The specifics of the forecast and the timing of which rain will likely occur goes like this. We'll see the majority of the significant rains here today occurring from the Dakotas into portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin. In that region, everybody will likely be impacted by rain at one time or another, and amounts will become moderately heavy in some locations. The precipitation in the upper Midwest and northern plains will continue into the morning on Sunday, and then we'll finally see some drying conditions beginning to occur. In the meantime, a cold front will likely cut through the lower parts of the Midwest, and we'll see rain in Kansas and Missouri evolving as we go through the evening today and into the night tonight. And the frontal boundary will go ahead and march across Illinois on Saturday and into portions of Indiana and Ohio on Sunday. And the front will also have an impact on the Great Lakes region. But the upper-level low will likely linger behind this, and we'll likely see it generating some showers and perhaps a little bit of thunderstorm activity on into Sunday and Monday, Monday being the last day for precipitation across the Great Lakes region primarily. Moisture totals for the storm system, or I should say additional moisture totals, will likely run mostly in the range of about 0.6 inch to 1 3/4 inches across the northern parts of the region. There will be some locations that will get upwards more than 2 inches, I'm sure. In the lower parts of the Midwest, 0.1 to 0.5 inches, local 0.75 inch, will occur from Missouri and Kansas into western Illinois, and amounts further to the east will likely run anywhere from 0.5 inch to 1.5 inches. The Delta will see a few showers and thunderstorms from this event this weekend, and we'll see that region turning drier again as we move into the early part of next week. And we'll expect to see the southeastern states actually influenced by this system, but more importantly by Tropical Storm Karen. Karen is expected to move across at least a portion of northern Florida this weekend and up along the Atlantic coastal region. We'll see some heavy amounts of rainfall occurring along its path. Some totals in northern Florida could be 2 to 5 inches and maybe some local 8-inch amounts. The areas up along the coast, though, we'll probably see, and by the coast I'm talking about the lower Atlantic coast, we'll probably see 1 to 3 inches, and maybe a couple of spots could get something in the 4 or 5 inch range, but probably not very likely. We do anticipate delays in field work in all of these areas I've talked about, rain, obviously, but next week's weather looks much better. Most of the plains and Midwest will be free and clear of precipitation throughout the work week. We expect the same to be the case in the Delta, and then the southeastern states will see its drying trend taking place as we get into late Monday and more likely Tuesday. The temperatures across the Midwest are expected to be turning quite a bit cooler. We'll have quite a contrast in temperatures from today versus Sunday. High temperatures this afternoon will be mostly upper 70s and 80s across a big part of the region. Maybe even a few lower 90s will occur in Kansas and Missouri, and we'll see that heat shift off to the east on Saturday. But on Sunday, everybody will be in the 50s and 60s, with the exception of easternmost sections of the Midwest and a few far southern areas where we'll see some lower 70s expected. Frost and freezes will be mostly confined to western fringes of crop country. There should not be any area in the heart of the Corn Belt seeing any kind of a freeze threat. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 754 and three quarters, down three quarters. Soft December wheat, 690 and three quarters, up one and a half. December corn, 440 and three quarters, up one and a half. July, 468 and three quarters, up one and a quarter. November soybeans, 1284 and three quarters, down three and a half. July, 1242 and three quarters, down two and a quarter. October soybean meal, 424.50, down 330. October soybean oil, 39.71, down 30. October live cattle, 127.30, down 12.5. October feeder cattle, 163.80, down 30. And October lean hogs, 91.40. They are up 10. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. And he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Been a very quiet week, generally speaking, for futures.
Yeah, sure has been. Volume has kind of dropped some. We're just debating that whether, you know, part of that is because of the government shutdown or you don't really know what the volume would be. But there's just not a lot of much of a story out here, much new information coming out this week. The harvest is kind of slowed down because of some of the rains coming across temporarily, at least. So, you know, not a lot new out there right now.
I think Informa Economics is due out a little bit later today with their guesstimates for perhaps what will be a October crop production and WASDE report, although those things are in doubt right now. Would that be something that traders will take a hard look at?
Yeah, I think that the private estimates here, because we're likely to have the October 11th report probably delayed at least, I think the private estimates probably have a little bit more emphasis on or impact on the market right now. I think the market probably looks at a mix of all the different ones and kind of comes up with some of the averages and looks at that as being somewhere where we're at on what the trade is thinking anyhow.
Everywhere we're here going, we're hearing the words pleasantly surprised, though.
Yeah, some pretty good yields coming, continuing to coming in. I did kind of see this week on the corn side at least a little bit of a move maybe towards some, I don't want to say more realistic yields, but maybe some more closer to expectations with some of the dry weather we had.
And these prices have attracted some purchases, notably of South Korea this week.
Yeah, and I think the big news on the export side is the meal. I think that the fact that South America really can't seem to keep up with the demand for the meal exports, we're seeing some meal exports move to the United States and probably are going to have to see the USDA increase those expectations for meal exports for this year.
Meanwhile, you're getting some data on the world front. Statistics Canada releasing today its estimates for September, the production numbers, and it looks like a number of crops are record large.
Yeah. Looking at expectations, everything was pretty well in line. The canola was a little bit less than the trade was expecting, but everything was pretty much in line with expectations. But, yeah, larger than last year, that's for sure.
So where are we left at the end of the week?
Well, I think that we'll see positioning take place. With the government shutdown, I don't think it's had a big effect on the markets, but everybody knows that there can, you know, things can change every 6 hours in that business. And I think you'll see positioning here, which probably means a fairly quiet market going into the weekend. And then I think we could see in at least some of the outside markets some volatility come Monday if we solve the shutdown situation or don't, depending on, you know, what happens over the weekend.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. December corn, 441 and a half, up 2 1/4. November beans, 1285 and a quarter, down 3. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.